This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Invited to dial in toll-free, where you can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. You can Skype in here and take control, bring up whatever's on your mind. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in our studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
To start things out here tonight, I guess this is somewhat breaking news. Certainly it was news of the day today out of the United Kingdom, outside of Julian Assange's, what do you call it, room in the Ecuadorian embassy? He's sharing a room with the Ecuadorian?
He's sharing, right, and I feel like I have to point out, because generally when people think of embassy, they think of
a big building,
large flowing estate.
Fences around it, armed guards.
The Ecuadorian embassy in London is a flat.
That's a room. That's like an apartment.
It's a room in an apartment building.
Yeah.
It's a room.
Right.
With that special happens diplomatic to protections. Be an embassy.
Yeah. So therefore it has that room. Just
that room is
has
non
special protections.
Right. That is non-territorial territory or extraterritorial territory.
It's basically a little piece of Ecuador, right? That's inside.
Correct, but it doesn't count as, you know, like square mileage of Ecuador.
Okay. All right. And Julian Assange, of course, has been there since, I believe, 2012. Yeah, according to the story here at the Daily Mail, since June of 2012. So a solid almost 6 years of his life at this point. He has been in that room, in that flat, and he has been posting on social media, and apparently, according to the Ecuadorian government, it's the Ecuadorian government who's cutting off his internet.
Ruh-roh.
And this, according to the Daily Mail, officials announced Wednesday they were taking the measure in response to Mr. Assange's recent activity on social media. As part of an agreement between Mr. Assange and the Ecuadorian government, he is not permitted to send any messages that could interfere with the South American nation's relations with other countries. He has been living at the embassy since June of 2012 to avoid extradition to Sweden to face questioning over allegations of sex crimes, which he has always denied. Now, Sweden has since dropped that case, but Mr. Assange remains subject to arrest in Britain for jumping bail. Mr. Assange also believes he'll be extradited to the United States for questioning over the activities of WikiLeaks if he leaves the building. And we had reported previously that the British government had round-the-clock surveillance on the Ecuadorian embassy, and at least at one point in the past, and probably still do, because they really want this guy. They really want to get Assange. Of course, for those who are unfamiliar, he is ostensibly the founder, the spokesperson, the head of WikiLeaks.
Yes.
Which is the international free press organization that has revealed all kinds of, you know, damning information about government activities.
War crimes. They have leaked information about war crimes.
That and more. I mean, some of the Clinton emails or whatever didn't necessarily have to do with war crimes, but they, you know, leaked out a trove of those.
The vast majority of the private Manning stuff.
Yep.
Was war crimes.
That's certainly what's getting the government the most angry, I'm sure, is releasing information that they wanted to keep quiet. So Assange also believes he'll be extradited to the U.S. Former Greek minister Yanis Varoufakis and musician Brian Eno said in a statement they had heard with great concern about the lost internet access and a ban on visitors. Quote, only extraordinary pressure from the U.S. and Spanish governments can explain why Ecuador's authorities should have taken such appalling steps in isolating Julian. They added that the Ecuadorian government had only recently granted Mr. Assange citizenship, saying that it must have been leaned on mercilessly to stop attempting to provide a diplomatic route to safety and even drive the WikiLeaks leader out of the embassy.
According to the BBC.com, this has come right after he started questioning the Russian spy killings, the latest Russian spy killings, which it's probably complete bunk, but everyone seems to be getting on board the whole, well, it's Russia's the bad guys, and we need to do everything in our power to to stand against them.
But why would Ecuador get all upset about that?
I think that maybe England is probably leaning on them now. I mean, but that's a really good question. Why is America all on the "we hate Russia and let's stand against them" a mode?
Well, because
they need an enemy.
Cold War needs to be revived.
Bring it back.
Yeah, I know, but who's it actually coming from? It's coming from the Democrats, the individuals who used to stand with Russia when they were, of course, the commies that they
have
been taught in school. And now, all of a sudden, it seems that the Hillary-loving, Bernie-loving Democrats are beating the war drums to go to war with Russia even harder than the Republicans. It's very strange times that we live in.
Well, as they say, politics makes strange bedfellows.
So, and now Ecuador, now South America is also jumping on board. So what does Russia know? What do they actually have on all of these countries, or, you know, as far as...
Except for
minerals and oil.
Well, I think that Russia and Ecuador are, you know, friendly with one another, which is why Edward Snowden wound up flying through Russia to get to Ecuador.
Right.
And the Brits recently expelled some Russian diplomats because of somebody, I don't know who exactly was poisoned, but, you know, they blamed the Russians. Mm-hmm. And so if Assange is questioning whether or not the Russians were actually involved in these things, or I don't know what he was
saying. We don't know what the post was. We don't know.
But I did pull up an article from Reuters, and Ian, you mentioned that he's wanted by the UK for...
bail jumping.
Jumping bail. The reason he had bail conditions was because of the Swedish investigation that was dropped almost a year ago.
Yeah. And of course,
so it's akin to being convicted of resisting arrest and nothing else.
Right.
Well, why was I being arrested? Because you were resisting.
Yeah, that doesn't follow. It's just not logical. But that's government for you, and we've seen that happen on a multitude of occasions.
Yes.
That kind of thing. So I know Assange had been tweeting. I think he's got his own personal account. I haven't checked that to see.
At Julian Assange. He has not tweeted in over a day.
Okay.
Last tweet.
What were the last
tweets? March 27th.
Give us the last few tweets, just to see if there's something there that we can obviously identify as like this might have set off.
Last tweet. Context, and then a link to the Reuters article that I just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
Prior to that, as a political prisoner detained without charge for 8 years in violation of 2 UN rulings, I suppose I must be miserable, yet nothing wrong with being a little person, although I'm rather tall and better than a worm, a healthy creature that invigorates the soil, than a snake. And then the context is where he references being called a worm, where some
British foreign minister
calls him a miserable little worm.
Yeah. Foreign Office Minister Sir Alan Duncan branded him a miserable little worm during a Commons debate on Tuesday, adding that he should leave the Ecuadorian embassy and surrender to British justice. Assange said, Britain should come clean on whether it intends to extradite me to the United States for publishing the truth and cease its ongoing violation of the UN rulings in this matter.
Last tweet before that, he retweeted something from a French media outlet, or at least I believe it to be French because the writing is in French, and Twitter asked if I want to translate it from French, where the statement, Assange's lawyer, when the states have secrets, they never leave the person in peace. And then link over to an article.
For sure.
Prior to that, he posted a link to an article from the American Conservative. Is Al Jazeera News a hostile foreign agent, where he says U.S. officials demand Al Jazeera register as a foreign agent? So I'm not seeing anything necessarily damning.
Or, you know, some sort of thing that Ecuador would be really upset about. We don't know what's going on here, and if he's had his internet access revoked, what is that going to mean? Is it temporary? Are they trying to punish him for something, and they're going to give it back? Because, you know, all they're going to result in is just people outside protesting. I'd seen a post online earlier. It was actually Kim.com from the Mega Upload company, who is also wanted by the U.S. government for more than questioning in that case. But Kim.com posted, hey, everybody needs to get outside of the embassy and, you know, keep an eye on this place to make sure. Because the thought initially was that it was the British government that had cut off the internet access and that they were preparing to raid. So that has not happened yet, apparently, the raid aspect of this. And indeed, if it was the Ecuadorian state, then there's probably not an imminent raid. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. If you want to join us, you can. This is Free Talk Live.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone, anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red flesh apples. It's a really rare fruit. The apple brings the right refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, welcome to Drink Responsibly.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever is on your mind. All you have to do is dial toll-free to join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and we do have Skype at Skype, username lrn.fm. In the studio here tonight, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Also want to make sure you're aware of liberty.menu. If you're a libertarian, if you're a voluntarist, if you're somebody who understands the ideas of non-aggression, then liberty.menu is the site for you. In fact, you can go there and you can actually put your business up on liberty.menu. It is a business guide, basically, for people that want to connect with business owners and service providers that are of a liberty mindset. And so whether you are a business owner and you want to list your business, or you're a customer, a potential customer, and you want to find places where you can shop and do business with that are freedom-friendly, this is the site. People have been wanting this tool for a long time. It's finally here, and it works great. It looks good. It's easy to use. And most importantly, it's free. So there's no reason not to go to liberty.menu, create an account, and put your business there, or businesses. Maybe you've got more than one. Maybe you're putting together an event. I know, Daryl, the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire's got something coming up. Have you guys put that on liberty.menu yet?
Several months ago.
Excellent. So, yeah, Daryl's on the ball. He is, like, the top user over there at liberty.menu the last time I looked, so I'm not surprised that you did that. Also, ForkFest, the upcoming decentralized camping festival, I put that up there a few weeks ago. Even though nobody's in charge of that, somebody's got to put it up there, so I figured I'd get the points rather than letting you do it, Daryl, since I'm like number 7 on the list of top submitters.
You are number 7.
Yep. So you can go there and see that and get interactive and create content, or maybe comment. Maybe you've been to one of the businesses that are already up there on liberty.menu and you want to leave a review or a rating. You can do that. Liberty.menu is totally free to use. Now, there are some upgrades you can, if you want, you can pay for. But basically, it's free. So go and enjoy and get your stuff listed. Not just businesses, but also, as I said, events and even digital content over at liberty.menu. As we continue here, was there more to say about Assange? I mean, it's sort of in a state of unsure what's going to happen. He's got his internet that's been cut off. Apparently, the Ecuadorian embassy that he's staying at has claimed responsibility for disconnecting his internet access. So
I think out of everything that he has done, I think that he is really starting to push on the steeple, on the tower. And that is,
which tower?
And that is the playing around with the Russian narrative, that Russian is the bad guy, that they are here to kill us all, and if we don't start bombing
him
immediately.
Did he say that, or is that just something you're speculating?
You're saying he's countering that, or that he's saying that?
I'm saying that is exactly. He countered the Russian nerve agent attack. He says that maybe we should get to the facts instead of just immediately calling him out. And then the next day he loses his internet connection, so I'm assuming that's what it is. But out of all the things that he's done, no one seems to raise an eyebrow as far as the media is concerned, as far as, you know, of course, the USA is trying to take him into custody and whatnot. But I don't hear a whole lot about him on the mainstream media.
No, there's not a whole lot to say. I mean, usually the only time he gets into the news is if something's happening at the embassy.
Right.
So
his flat.
The flat.
Don't go out on the porch. But
I hope he's got some books to read. Because if he doesn't have internet, then it's going to be pretty dull in there.
I wonder what the inside of his room looks like. I wonder if he's been...
If he even has a room. He might just be on a cot. You know, they might have a cot set up for him in the corner.
A rollaway bed.
Like, yeah. A little, twin mattress or something just thrown over in the corner. Because it doesn't sound like it's, you know, big digs over there at the Ecuadorian embassy.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you want to comment on that, you're welcome to do so. Yesterday, one of the stories that I had to share and we didn't get to was this opinion piece that got a lot of people talking online, on social media and such. From what I understand, a couple folks pointed it to me. John Paul Stevens is a former Supreme Court justice who apparently retired, I guess, back in 2010. And he has now written an article, an op-ed, for the New York Times entitled "Repeal the Second Amendment," which is a pretty big claim from somebody who has, you know, supposedly spent their lifetime upholding the Constitution of the United States.
Right, but, you know, there are people that claim to be constitutionalists that will point to various different aspects of the Constitution that they think should be repealed.
Yeah, and this
so guy, for somebody that used to be on the Supreme Court saying, hey, I think part of this document needs to be changed,
yeah,
I don't see it as some, you know, like, grand flip-flop.
No, it's not a big surprise.
Well, I mean, I guess at least he's trying to repeal it which is, you know, the way to do it.
As opposed to passing laws.
As opposed to reinterpreting it in his own light.
Yeah.
So I guess in that way, it's a lot better than
being a little more honest mm-hmm. than some people. He says, rarely in my lifetime have I seen the type of civic engagement school children and their supporters demonstrated in Washington and other major cities throughout the country this past Saturday. He's referring to the marches that occurred and the protests. There was one right here in Keene's Central Square. We've actually got video up right now thanks to Vincent, sometime co-host here on Free Talk Live and the host of Questioning Authority on Saturday nights on LRN.FM. He was actually out there with a video camera documenting the event for a class assignment. And he happened to run into Chris Reitman, who's our Thursday night co-host, who happened to see the event. And there was no real good planning on our side on this, honestly, but it kind of fell together.
Yeah, I didn't even know the things were happening until...
I knew they were happening, but
I think it was late Friday. I was going out to the Seacoast on Saturday.
You already had plans.
Somebody said, hey, just so you know, there's an anti-gun protest happening at the same time as the LP meeting. Parking might be difficult.
Right.
And it was a pretty big turnout.
It was.
If I'm not mistaken. Compared to, say, like the Women's March last year, I mean, this is probably two or three times more people.
I heard there were as many as 200 attendees in Keene, which is a lot of people for a small little park in the center of town. So, anyway, that happened. And if you do want to see the video footage, it is up right now at freekeene.com. I linked to it over there in a post, I think, yesterday or the day before that. But here's more from the Supreme Court guy, John Paul Stevens, former Supreme Court Justice. He says that these demonstrations demand our respect. They reveal the broad public support for legislation to minimize the risk of mass killings of schoolchildren and others in our society. That support is a clear sign to lawmakers to enact legislation prohibiting civilian ownership of semi-automatic weapons, increasing the minimum age to buy a gun from 18 to 21 years old, and establishing more comprehensive background checks on all purchasers of firearms. Does this guy know what a semi-automatic weapon is?
Probably not.
Yeah, because if you ban semi-automatic weapons, if you prohibit civilian ownership of semi-automatic weapons, you've basically prohibited ownership of all guns.
Mm-hmm. And, of course,
a musket.
I opened with he was talking about repealing the Second Amendment, but if he's talking about enacting his legislation to prohibit certain abilities.
Well, no, he's asking for a straight-up repeal.
Well, but it also sounds like he wants to enact laws.
Yeah, he seems really confused because if you prohibit civilian ownership of semi-automatic weapons, then there's no reason to increase the minimum age to buy a gun because no one could buy a gun with the exception of a single shot, you know, musket that you have to kind of like unload every single time you want to fire another round.
Well, there are single shots that aren't muskets.
Right, right. But either way, you'd have to put in another shot every single time. The semi-automatic means it fires as quickly as you can pull the trigger. Basically.
Correct.
That's what that means. It's not an automatic where you hold the trigger down. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill. Only at slingbow.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hey, this is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you are invited to join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username LRN.FM here in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, you can also jump on our on-air call-in line room in Discord. So if you haven't yet checked out our Discord, you can do that over at discord.lrn.fm. It's a chat service that has different rooms. There's one for Free Talk Live, but there's other kind of rooms that you might find interesting. Everything from cryptocurrency to video games to the upcoming ForkFest event coming up this summer. So there's rooms for different conversations there if you want to have them. Of course, during the show, most people are talking in the Free Talk Live room, which you can go and access over at discord.lrn.fm. Conan just hooked himself up with a $6 Shirts Bitcoin t-shirt here. He's got the Bitcoin accepted. What does it say?
Nope, just says Bitcoin. Bitcoin.
Just says Bitcoin. So the Bitcoin logo with Bitcoin on it. And that made me wonder, you know, did $6 Shirts take Bitcoin? I mean, they must, right? If they have Bitcoin shirts, turns out they do.
Yep.
So if you want to purchase your $6 Shirts, which has a tremendous selection. I mean, I'm not exaggerating.
As Donald Trump would say, it's huge.
It's huge, yep. And it is there for you. All kinds of cool shirts with logos that you're going to recognize, with like movie-related shirts and video game-related shirts. Daryl, you were just saying that they have a highlighted shirt every single day.
Yeah, the Tea Time deal of the day, where it's a $4 shirt.
Real? Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Oh, and the one where I had just asked,
what's
this Hawkins Middle School? Apparently that's a Stranger Things reference, Stranger Things being some new TV show.
Very popular. I hear a lot of people talking about that one. That's one of those Netflix shows, I think.
It's pretty decent. And so, yeah, $6 shirts, lots of puns.
Lots of good stuff. Also, like I said, video gaming, they got sports related, they've got pop culture, politics, all kinds of different categories. You're going to definitely find something you like, and you can load up the cart and even get a bigger $100 discount by getting like 10 or more, I think. And in addition, you can get 10% off of your order by using code FTL. So 10% off with code FTL, and you can pay it with Bitcoins. You really do get it all in some cool shirts over there at $6 Shirts. That's the number $6shirts.com as we continue here.
You know they're from my hometown, Gainesville, Florida.
I didn't know that.
34th Street. I remember the building.
They're good folks, too. Listeners of Free Talk Live. So check them out, $6shirts.com. As we continue here with the editorial piece at the New York Times, this appeared a couple of days ago. Actually, it was yesterday morning was when this was published. And this is John Paul Stevens saying, repeal the Second Amendment. He says that lawmakers should take the protests in this country as a clear sign to enact legislation prohibiting civilian ownership of semi-automatic weapons, increasing the minimum age to buy a gun from 18 to 21 years old, whatever few guns would remain, you know, single shotguns, I suppose, that do not have any kind of auto or semi-automatic loading ability, which would, I imagine, reduce the amount of potential guns that could be sold post, you know, after such a change to very, very few.
And while trying to find this article, I stumbled across something that John Paul Stevens wrote back in, well, I lost the date here, several years ago, 2014, five extra words that can fix the Second Amendment. So he's been on this, you know, like we need to either change it or amend it or repeal or whatever for quite a while.
He does say here, okay, so the final bit of this paragraph is that he wants to increase the minimum age and establish more comprehensive background checks on purchases of firearms, but the demonstrators should seek more effective and more lasting reform. They should demand a repeal of the Second Amendment.
Wow.
Now, before we go on here, he's saying that the mass support of this protest on Saturday was a clear sign to lawmakers. Well, no, what it was a sign that some people have enough time to go out and protest. I mean, there have been protests for all kinds of things that don't really have that much support. I mean, for instance, if the state representatives here in New Hampshire put forward a let's abolish the gun freedoms of New Hampshire bill, then all of a sudden all the gun people are going to come out and they're going to turn out in, you know, en masse in the state house and they're going to testify against that proposed legislation. And they will likely be successful because it's very hard for gun control people to actually get their legislation pushed through, even with all the mothers and children being, you know, touted and trotted in front of the state legislature, as they always do.
Right.
They always bring out, like, the mothers against, like, there's mothers against drunk driving. There's this mothers group, I forget what they're called.
Moms Demand Action.
That's what they are, yeah, and they're funded by, like, George Soros or something like that.
But this is New Hampshire.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and, you know, I could
see... the rest of the country is screwed.
I could see the same thing happening in Texas, but what about California?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Illinois. It's going.
Illinois.
But what he's actually saying is, like, hey, if your kid is whining and screaming and complaining in the shopping and the store, in the public store, in the grocery store, you need to buy him that cheap piece of plastic. Get him to shut up, because that's how I'm interpreting this.
Wait, huh? I don't understand what you're saying.
High school kids are saying we need to ban guns because scary, and Conan is saying that in turn means that mom and dad, if the kid's in the grocery store or the toy store, and I want this, just go ahead and do it because it's a whiny little kid. Whiny little kids apparently know better than everybody.
You're likening a large group of whiny children to...
Well, usually it's the adults who are the whiny children, but in this case it's actually whiny children. And this guy's going, you know, we need to, well, of course we know what his agenda is. Daryl just brought up an article where he's trying to change the wording over the years. But I mean,
back in 2014, he wanted to add the words when serving in the militia to the Second Amendment so that it would say a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms when serving in the militia shall not be infringed, so that it is clear in his mind that this means that the government is giving the government permission to own guns.
Right.
Well, I'm serving in my own militia right now, my own personal individual militia.
Of one.
Of one.
Yeah.
That's not allowed, sir.
Every day.
Concerned, this goes on here, and it's not that long of a piece. Concerned that a national standing army might pose a threat to the security of the separate states that led to the adoption of that amendment, which provides that a, quote, well-regulated militia beginning or being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, unquote. Today, he says, that concern is a relic of the 18th century.
Hold on, so he...
He's saying it can't happen here.
He's in support of a standing army.
Yes.
All right. That's what I thought I heard.
He's saying it can't happen here, though. So he's saying that in the past, it was a legitimate concern.
Oh, right. So just go ask the Japanese Americans if internment camps can happen in the United States. Ask the Native Americans if all of their rights can be stripped in the United States of America.
Well, but he would argue that that's old news. I mean, you're talking about something that was nearly a 100 years ago for the Japanese Americans.
Right.
Being interned.
A court case that has never been overturned. The internment of Japanese Americans just because they happen to have had Japanese ancestry
was upheld by the Supremes?
The Supreme Court upheld that as valid and legal, and it has never been overturned.
He goes on. He says, for over 200 years after the adoption of the Second Amendment, it was uniformly understood as not placing any limit on either federal or state authority to enact gun control legislation. In 1939, the Supreme Court unanimously held that Congress could prohibit the possession of a sawed-off shotgun because that weapon had no reasonable relation to the preservation or efficiency of a, quote, well-regulated militia, unquote. So apparently the Supreme Court just gets to decide, what guns people can have, even though shall not be infringed.
Well, they get to define a well-regulated militia, and I guess sawed-off shotguns don't work well in war.
Yeah.
Well, I saw something where it said...
And actually, they probably don't. Yeah, I think I would rather have an AR-15 or an M-16 than a sawed-off shotgun.
I saw something not too long ago where it said, person A, an AR-15 is not going to protect you against an F-16. Person B, okay, I guess I need an F-16 too.
Well, with a sawed-off shotgun, you may not be protecting a battlefield. You might be protecting internals of a
your front door,
hallways, or something like that, and you might need a shorter barrel in that case. But regardless, the Supreme Court has determined they know what a well-regulated militia is, and they should decide what weapons should be allowed. So we're going to
continue. Key word, regulated.
We got more coming up here in moments. 855, 450, free like freedom. And you're right, there are some loopholes there that they've pushed all this gun control legislation through. Daryl, more coming up.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red fleshed apples. These are really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, welcome you. Drink responsibly.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talking about the proposal here by former Justice of the Supreme Court, John Paul Stevens. He's just come right out and saying, go ahead and abolish the Second Amendment. A newspaper editorial over at the New York Times yesterday morning. We're sharing more of that with you coming up here. Your calls and thoughts, certainly welcome. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can get behind the LRN.FM Patreon for $2 a month if you support us having the show Free Talk Live, Daryl's shows, all the other great shows over on LRN.FM, 24-hour streaming, 7-day a week, Liberty Radio Network. You can help us keep that on the air across sub-Saharan Africa, North and Central America, which is where we currently have our satellites pointing. But there are other satellites that we could add if we could afford to do so. And you can help us out with that. For $2 a month, you get access to the Patreon over at patreon.lrn.fm. That's patreon.lrn.fm. As we continue here, of course, we will take your calls about whatever's on your mind. We'll also share the remainder of John Paul Stevens' piece. But first, we're going to go to the phones here if the phones are working correctly, and they are. So let's go to Bartle. He is on the line on the Discord, on your call-in line. Go ahead, Bartle.
How you doing?
Hey, you're calling from Texas. Go ahead.
I'm calling from Bald Lake, Texas, Bartle. Just trying to figure out what they're trying to do with the Second Amendment, trying to take that away. I don't appreciate that.
Hold on. Bartle, you're kind of excited. Have you been hanging out with James recently?
He may not know who that is.
Bartle and James.
Well, I just said it.
It's an alcohol reference.
Oh, I thought you were referencing James, our angry caller.
No. Bartle and James.
Yeah, I'm not much of a drinker.
That's not what they're trying to do. Is just out of control. They're trying to do that. Over here in Malt Licky, we don't want that. You guys know what I'm talking about.
He reminds me of the Onion piece on incomprehensible shouting.
Yeah, I have no clue what you're saying.
I love it. He's mad. I mean, he's clearly mad.
Oh, I know he's mad. Yeah. I just have no clue what he's saying.
Now, what happens if they ban guns, Bartle? What are you going to do? If they ban guns and they try to come and get
I'm going to walk down and be buying a bunch of guns that I can get down there and can't have them trying to take them. Buy them all up. That's what I got to do. Just get them all up there. That's what I said, to head out to the store down there and Malt Licky. Do it.
I agree.
He's
going to
grab malt liquor at the store, and he's going to be buying a bunch of guns. I mean, it sounds like a solid plan.
Which is a good thing, because
you guys, 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 you guys,
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate I appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, gun sales are down. We need something to happen so we get them back up, right?
Just go grab the malt liquor.
They're not down.
This could be a gun sale conspiracy. This whole thing.
It could very well be.
Everything's a conspiracy with you, Conan.
There are a lot of them out there.
Well, didn't Obama sell more guns than like any other president?
Sure did.
He didn't actually do the
selling. Sure he did. He was the salesman. He's probably...
Might be getting a commission on the back end.
Exactly.
Although, I guess if you're talking about the Fast and Furious program that he had Eric Holder oversee, where they were selling guns to the Mexican drug lords, then yeah, Obama did directly wind up seeing some guns be sold.
So let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. We go to Big Loaf. He's on the line. Also in the Discord on-air call-in line room. Go ahead, Big Loaf. Hello?
Uh-oh.
Big Loaf? Oh, wait, I muted him. Sorry about that. There you go. You're all right now.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Yes,
so I can tell you why people aren't buying more guns, and I apologize for my TV in the background. But, simple. The reason people aren't buying any more guns is we can't hold anymore. Like, it's physically impossible. Like, my wife won't even let me bring all my guns and ammunition in the house. Like, we just built a new house. She's like, where's the 10,000 round going?
You got to get a storage unit and start just, stacking them up in there.
That's a horrible idea.
No? Why? Because it could get robbed?
I mean, it sort of kind of seems legit.
If you're getting a storage unit and then spending a bunch of money to store something, then, it's not a good economic idea.
I would say an environmentally controlled storage unit would work. Not just something down the street with, open to the elements. That's a good way to...
Or just get an underground bunker under your house.
All wet, our basement.
You have to control that, too.
Exactly.
If you do that.
Seriously, there's people out there that I know personally that have so much ammunition in their house, they had to double floor joist and put cinder blocks under the joist, right? And in my experience or case in my old house, right, our bedroom's on the second floor. My closet had all my stuff in it. And it was literally causing the floor to sag a little bit, like a half an inch. So not a lot. But, people just don't have the capacity.
How many of these people with the loads of guns and ammunition are actually going to hand it over if they repeal the Second Amendment?
Man, not a lot.
I wonder what portion of them, because we know that when Connecticut, a few years ago after the school shooting down there, they restricted some amount of guns, and they actually had people lined up to turn in their guns. So the question was, what percentage of the gun owners of Connecticut actually turned them in versus hid them?
How many people lost them in a boating accident?
Yeah.
Yeah, but again, that's Connecticut. That's not New Hampshire or Texas.
Nope, that's true.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully they turned them in one bullet at a time. But anyways, gentlemen, I thought I'd call in with that. So,
all right, Big Loaf. Good evening. Thanks for the call tonight.
Yeah, store your heavy items around the perimeter of your house, not right in the center.
So it doesn't crash through to the basement.
Exactly.
So toll-free number if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with the piece from John Paul Stevens, the former Supreme Court Justice, who's writing an article saying that the United States should just go ahead and go all in and repeal the entire Second Amendment. He says that for over 200 years after the adoption of the Second Amendment, it was uniformly understood as not placing any limit on either federal or state authority to enact gun control legislation. He then cites the Supreme Court finding that they could ban sawed-off shotguns back in 1939. He says, during the years when Warren Burger was our Chief Justice from 1969 to 1986, no judge, federal or state, as far as I'm aware, expressed any doubt as to the limited coverage of that amendment. When organizations like the NRA disagreed with that position and began their campaign claiming that federal regulation of firearms curtailed Second Amendment rights, Chief Justice Burger publicly characterized the NRA as perpetrating, quote, one of the greatest pieces of fraud, I repeat the word fraud, on the American public by special interest groups that I have ever seen in my lifetime, unquote. In 2008, the Supreme Court overturned Chief Justice Burger's and others' long-standing settled understanding of the Second Amendment's limited reach ruling in District of Columbia versus Heller, that there was an individual right to bear arms. I was among the four dissenters. Mm. That decision, which I remain convinced was wrong and certainly was debatable, has provided the NRA with a propaganda weapon of immense power. Overturning that decision via a constitutional amendment to get rid of the Second Amendment would be simple and would do more to weaken the NRA's ability to stymie legislative debate and block constructive gun control legislation than any other available option.
Now, I'm right about that.
Right.
That's the way to do it, but I'd like to see him try to repeal it. It's not happening.
I would like to see them try to do that. Not because I want to see them do it, but because if they are successful, I think you would see a new call for secession.
Yes.
Probably.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, again, 4 years ago, he called for amending the Second Amendment.
That's right.
And I agree that it should be amended, not the way he wants it to be done, because, you know, you've got all of these commas in there, and then you wind up with dangling participles and everybody arguing about, well, it says well-regulated, and then it says militia, so it means only the... All right, here's an idea. Let's amend it, and I've got some pretty good wording in front of me. All persons have the right to keep and bear arms in defense of themselves, their families, their property, and the state. How about we take that wording?
Mm, okay. Was that from New Hampshire?
That is New Hampshire. That was adopted in 1982.
I was surprised when I saw that it took them so long in New Hampshire, one of the most gun-friendly places
right,
to put
that again,
in.
You know, most people recognize, or at one time recognized, that just because a right is not specified in a government document doesn't mean that you don't have it. Matter of fact, that's what the Ninth Amendment says. Just because it's not listed here doesn't mean that you don't have the right.
So you're saying that in New Hampshire back in the day, they just figured this was such a guarantee that they didn't even have to write it down.
We've got no need to write this thing down.
No, government was trying to take...
Kind of like when the Second Amendment was first put into place. Everyone had guns. No one was talking about self-defense or hunting or sportsman shooting because that was a given. Everyone was already... They never thought that would leave.
Well,
it was all about defending against tyranny.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, one of the arguments against putting in a Bill of Rights to the Constitution was... Wait a second. If we start trying to enumerate things, people might wind up thinking that this
Those
is a comprehensive list.
Yeah.
And that's where the Ninth Amendment came from.
All right, we're going to continue here. We got time for you. Your calls, thoughts are certainly welcome. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, something that I don't think we've discussed on Free Talk Live is this Cloud Act thing that is apparently not good at all if
not
you care
good.
About freedom online. And, Daryl, you're going to run down what that means, what has happened with this Cloud Act, because apparently it passed, and we'll tell you what that's all about coming up.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.